This week's Dry Bean Scene on the Red River Farm Network is made possible in part by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association and SRS Commodities. Joining the program this week is Casey Voland. Tell me a little bit more about what you do and how you represent the dry edible bean industry.
I am a registered dietitian nutritionist with the Bean Institute, which is a project funded by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. And we recently were able to represent the Bean Institute and North Harvest at the Food and Nutrition Conference and Expo that occurred virtually in October.
So Casey, for those who don't know much about that conference you attended, tell us what it's all about.
Yes, so shortened, we call it FINCE. It's a little bit easier to say. And it is the annual conference and expo for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. So it is the largest gathering of food and nutritional professionals that happens each year. And I believe this year we had over 10,000 attendees. And since it was held virtually, people from over 65 countries were able to attend this year. So that was awesome.
What was something that you wanted to stick with them when you did have that interaction? Is there any new data, nutritional research that's been done that really, I think, maybe would be of interest to them with dry beans?
We tend to stick with kind of the basic hard facts. You know, they're a great source of plant-based protein, which is huge right now. Not fully give up meat, but just include more plants for the health benefits and for sustainability reasons. So beans meet that criteria. They have all the protein. They include fiber, which is so important in our diets. And that's one thing that is kind of a nutrient of concern with the general population is fiber. It's really an easy sell for beans to dietitians, but that's the plant-based protein is kind of the number one thing that we've seen recently.
And that's the Dry Bean Scene made possible in part by Johnstown Bean Company and Sharpen from BASF.